Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. Paul Wilfred has been a staple on the maritime music scene for a number of years. You've seen him on many stages and in many different capacities, tribute bands, cover bands. His solo work as an acoustic musician, and at times as part of a duo or trio, has helped to inspire his musical originality. And a year ago, his most recent album, New Sun, was released. To celebrate the first anniversary, we'll chat with Paul after we get it going with a couple of tunes from the New Sun album. This is the title song on Atlantic Access.
All she thinks of every night and day is how she'd rather be alone someday. Away from troubles that she meant to be. They keep living in misery, fighting for things she doesn't believe in. But she feels she's gotta follow him, 'cause he's got her heart, or so she says. She's running away, oh, she's running away.
Running away, oh, she's running away.
Dance With Me and the title song New Sun from Paul Wilfred on Atlantic Access. Paul is joining us from, I should ask where you are, because these days I'm not sure where anybody is.
I'm downtown Moncton right now in my new apartment. Yeah, we just moved here a few days ago and it's nice.
You tend to flip between Moncton and the Halifax area quite a bit, so I never know where you're at.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of traveling for a while there, but I've settled down back in Moncton there the past couple of years. So
happy first year anniversary of the album New Sun.
Thank you, brother.
You're also involved in many projects. You know, I'm thinking a couple of cover bands. Perhaps the one that's most notable is your work as a tribute artist for the Tragically Hip.
Yeah, we have a band called Bob Cajun, and that's been together now for several years. I would say the last couple of years it's picked up. We've been gigging all across the Maritimes.
What's your vibe regarding music fans and their connection to the hip in general? I imagine it's still quite strong. You're probably noticing a very emotional connection now to a lot of the songs you're performing.
We started the band long before even the diagnosis of Gord and his cancer. Obviously, there's been a big increase on the emphasis of Tragically Hip tribute band since his passing. And yeah, there is more of an emotional connection there. You know, the focus is on all band members and their music. Sometimes it's very emotional, but it's always a lot of fun as well.
And of course, there's your career as a solo artist, of singer-songwriter, both acoustically and, you know, electric rock songs driven, as we're experiencing here with this New Sun album. And that was the nucleus of your wanting to become a recording artist, right?
You got it, yeah. I started writing songs early on, and I still do. I still love it, and I love going in the studio recording. So there's always new art being written. There's always new opportunities to go in the studio and write some new stuff.
One of the emphasis tracks from the New Sun album early on was Collision Course. It's a song that a lot of people showed interest in early on. What do you think is the recipe for success with that song in particular?
I'm not sure. Byron on the bass is doing a really, really great job grooving that tune. If you listen to the bass in that song, it's great. It just makes you want to move. Ironically, the song is about abusing the environment and respecting nature, respecting things that can happen when you don't respect Mother Nature. It's not to focus only on the negative things, to remind us how vulnerable we are when we do not respect Mother Nature and the environment.
Yeah, well, and listen, I got my dancing shoes on, so I'm ready for Byron's bass groove. We're going to spin. This is a Collision Chorus from the album New Sun from Paul Wilfred on Atlantic Access.
Explaining to you as we let them take.
On Atlantic Access, Paul Wilfred featuring the album New Sun, that is Black Sand, probably the loudest and most rockin' tune on the album. Congratulations, I'm always in the mood for a good rocker, and that one got me right in the gonads. And I can't not play that song, Seek the 10-volume setting on my stereo. Good job.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
So who all played with you on this album?
Three drummers for this album. Danny Bourgeois, I do believe he was the drummer for Black Sand. And I also had help from Tom Cook and Jean-François Richard. Byron was on the bass, and I did all of the guitar work and the vocals.
When it comes to writing songs, do you rely mainly on an acoustic guitar, or are you proficient in any other instrument?
I can play a little bit of bass, but when I write the songs, Terry, they're mostly on the guitar.
Lyrically, where do the ideas come from? Because sometimes it's singing in the shower that does it. Other times they'll be driving down the road. What's your trigger?
A lot of it has to do with what I'm thinking throughout the day, or what I'm thinking when I wake up in the morning. Sometimes I might have a dream that'll make me think something, and I'll be like, hey, that would be a cool thing to write about. Sometimes it's an experience that happens, and it's like, oh, okay, I have the lyrics to be able to express myself on paper and write a cool story about this thought. There's not one thing that I can say contributes solely to the lyric writing process.
With that in mind, how does this idea of physical distancing and all of the, you know, this new reality, that do you think that'll provide some inspiration there?
There's no doubt what we're all experiencing right now is definitely going to be a contributing factor to what I write, to the way I write coming up for the next single or album. I'm already working on my fourth album release, and I'm always thinking about how can it be better than the last one.
So you'll keep us in the loop about that, right?
Always, my friend.
Yeah, excellent. We're just going to move on, and we're going to hear Demons.
You know what? Demons is something that I wrote, I think, when I was like 18 or 19 years old. So that's a long...
That would explain some of the teen angst that you hear in some of the lyrics in that tune then.
Yeah, I think you're right about that one.
So we're going to spin Demons right after Just Need to Be Like Us. From the album New Sun, Paul Wilfred on Atlantic Access.
Taking each other for granted. Maybe it's There's something wrong with this place. Maybe I should run away. What about you? What have you done to? What have you done to deserve this? Quite some time ago, back when you had to, when demons would call your name, you took all the blame. Where do we go? What do we do? Where's the person I once knew? Maybe someday we'll find a new way. Turn around, go back home.
From Paul Wilfred's most recent album, New Sun, on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. Our bonus track this week belongs to an up-and-coming band that just released their debut single. They're from Moncton, brought together by band drummer and producer Alon McCall, and includes rapper Justin Edgar Lyrisy, Daryl Vautour on vocals and guitar, guitarist Andre LeBlanc and Jamie Warren on the bass. Stephanie Roy looks after the lead vocal duties. Introducing Echo 7 and their debut single Everything on Atlantic Access.
Haven't seen the end of this, but tell me one thing. you tell me, cause it's only fair. So please share, don't be dare, don't be scared of the truth. Don't need a mind to be true, cause you're shipping up the fucking
truth. You're thinking of the night that you send me on to me to watch and cry. I'm turning on the light to make you stare at me and know I'm your everything.
Come on.
Facebook.com/AtlanticAccess. Access always spelled with an X.